You're listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by the National Retail Federation. Join us for a look inside the world's largest and most interesting industry. And now your host, Bill Thorne.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk about all things retail. I'm Bill Thorne with the National Retail Federation, and I'm joined today by my co-host and good friend, Sarah Rand.
Hello, hey, Bill.
How are you, Sarah?
I'm great.
Good. We've got a really good program today, and I want to welcome our guest from the City Center in Washington, D.C., Timothy Lowry and Whitney Burns. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're glad to be here.
So, City Center, tell us, Whitney, Timothy, what is it?
So, City Center D.C. is a 10-acre landmark mixed-use development right in the heart of downtown D.C. We have two office buildings, two apartment buildings, two condominium buildings, and about 191,000 square feet of luxury retail on the bottom two floors of all six of those buildings.
How did it come about? What used to be there?
It used to be the convention center site. And back in the day when they decided that they were going to relocate it a couple of blocks north of the current City Center DC location, the city decided that they wanted to go out to bid for a developer to build a mixed-use development on that massive site. It's 10 acres in the heart of downtown Washington, D.C. So that was the process that kind of was put into place. And ultimately, Heinz Interest out of Houston, Texas, the company that Whitney and I work for and the company that developed and manages City Center DC, won that process, and over the process of almost a decade worked to do the plans and the construction, and then we came online in late 2013.
Sarah?
I want to talk about what's happening around all of the retailers. NRF has the advantage of being a next-door neighbor to City Center, and we walk your grounds every day. And see things from farmers markets to yoga to a lot of other outdoor events. Is that how you guys get people in that space?
Well, I think part of City Center, besides, you know, the retail and office and living, is these dynamic public spaces. So we have a plaza, a park, and what we call Palmer Alley, which is a pedestrian walkway that cuts through the entire project. And it was always sort of the vision from Heinz that we wanted to activate these spaces with public space programming that was free and open to the public. So something that would enhance DC residents' experience, but also attract visitors and tourists from the DMV area and across the world. So what we tried to do is create, you know, a great calendar year after year that does have these things that you mentioned. So we have a seasonal farmers market that runs really for most of the year. We do outdoor free yoga classes for everyone to enjoy. We have sculptural installations, free live music. We also built into the project a public art piece that we call the Gateway at City Center. It's a three-plane digital art piece, sort of this larger-than-life gateway that stretches at the end of the plaza. It was created and is curated by an artist named David Niles out of Florida, and it really is sort of this transformative art experience where you're surrounded by digital imagery with different themes, whether it's space or water, and there's also sound, dance, that sort of thing. So really kind of, you know, it was something that wanted to make an experience, sort of this placemaking effort that we hadn't really seen before in the DC metro area. So that was sort of the impetus behind all of the programming.
And how do the retailers get involved with all the activities you guys have going on?
So there are different ways that they can do so. For example, with our fitness series, which is called Toned Up Tuesdays. We have a yoga studio at City Center called Core Power Yoga. They teach those classes outside. We also have a plant-based food kind of restaurant, quick serve restaurant called Fruitive. They provide different juice samples and granola for people at the yoga class to enjoy. We do a Bastille Day celebration, and so our French retailers get involved, Hermes, Louis Vuitton, Dior, and they sort of kind of have different events going on in their store while we have concerts going on, that sort of thing. So they really sort of integrate into it, whether it's coming outside to the actual event and having sort of a setup there, or doing something in tandem and having an event in their store with champagne or a DJ or something like that to sort of just continue the activation.
Timothy, how do you attract the businesses that are there? What are you You look at the mixed use, you've got the retail, you've got the apartments, you've got the condominiums, you've got restaurants. There's more space there. How do you sell this to retailers, to people to come into City Center?
Well, the truth of the matter is we are completely leased as it relates to the first phase. So we are now actively marketing the second phase, which will be a Conrad Hilton Hotel, but at the base there'll be another 30, 40,000 square feet of retail. So the great thing about City Center is that because we've already kind of created a sense of place and an experience downtown, most of the luxury retailers that we're talking with about phase two already are very aware of the project. Luxury retail, they really do travel in packs, and they do all talk. So they're already speaking to Hermes. They're speaking to Louis Vuitton. They're speaking to Gucci. They're speaking to Dior. They know what's going on in those boutiques. So because of the success of phase one, you know, it's kind of already helped us in the marketing for phase two.
Is there a phase three?
There is a phase three. It's the only part of the project that our firm, Hines, does not control. It's controlled by another real estate developer. However, it is part of the master plan for City Center DC, so it will take on the same feeling, the same tone of the existing project.
What keeps you up at night, Whitney? I mean, when you look at all of the things that you're doing, and a lot of them very intricate, lots mm-hmm. of pieces, lots of parts, timelines, deadlines, but what keeps you up at night?
That's a really good question. A lot of things. I think, to be quite honest, we get a lot of comments about maybe City Center not feeling as inclusive to all, and that really bothers me. It keeps me up at night because I think I've worked so hard to try to make this public space programming to invite everyone to enjoy the project. And so I really just want everyone to have a really good experience. And so everything from making sure that the sound at the yoga class is amenable to everyone and they can really hear all the moves, to making sure that our retailers feel that they're able to access these programs. So just trying to make sure that all of the moving parts are moving successfully and are pleased with what's happening. That's really what I think about. It's just a lot of detail to make sure things are going off and going off well. And are we doing the best that we possibly can for the project? Is there something new and cool that we need to get at City Center? Because I want it and I want to make sure I'm on it. You know, that sort of thing is what I think about.
And as the shopping center, as the shopping experience keeps getting reimagined in retail, what advice would you have for other cities that look to do something like City Center has?
I think my advice is to not overthink things. Like you said, things are changing at such a rapid pace, new technologies, new shopping experiences. But at the heart of it, we're all consumers. And you have to kind of think about, what do you like? And you know, what makes your shopping experience different? When you're going to a shopping center, or a restaurant, or a boutique, what really makes you go back or have a good or negative experience? And that's what I try to think about. I don't try to think of this consumer as sort of this third party. I think about sort of what I experience, what Tim experiences, you know, what my friends and family experience. And that's what you should really focus on. That's what makes the experience of what you're trying to create really dynamic.
Timothy, some people would say that the City Center is a modern day Rockefeller Center. Would you agree with that?
Well, I don't think it's a Rockefeller Center. I think it'd be hard to replicate that. There's nothing like Manhattan. But we have tried really hard to bring to downtown DC events, activations, and things that make it feel more dynamic. One of the examples is our holiday decor and our holiday tree lighting that we do once a year. That's probably the most like Rockefeller Center that we get. We've had several thousand people show up every year, progressing to this year, over 4,000 people showed up for that tree lighting ceremony. And so it does give the people of downtown DC something with gravity to pull them to a location to celebrate together the holidays. And everybody has an amazing time.
You know, you've got a lot of food retail in City Center. How do you, it's a great mix. How do you achieve that? I mean, I'm sure that you're approached, or do you approach them? Do you try to find that mix, or does it just happen?
Well, I don't think it just happens. I think you have to be very strategic in your leasing and co-tenancy and understanding that dynamic of how the tenants will relate and interact and what people will come and want and desire is part of the strategy. In other words, you don't want three Italian restaurants and you don't want, you know, so many casual dining that you don't have something for someone who maybe is coming for a date night and they want more of a fine dining experience. So you have to really kind of put all of those things in the hopper and kind of figure out what makes sense from a strategic standpoint.
What's next for City Center?
Well, like I said, we're actively marketing Phase 2. Phase 2 will come online somewhere around February or March of 2019. I know that seems like a long time from now, but
I was going to say that.
It really is not.
That hole is really impressive that you've got there going. I was wondering when that was going to be.
It's a nice hole, but we're already on... got most of the underground subgrade poured, and we're about to come out of that hole with the Conrad Hilton. So we're really excited about that. We're excited about the hotel use and the dynamic that brings to City Center. 360 rooms. It's a business hotel. Lots of people coming to the site. There's many, many hotel rooms in close proximity already, but just having that dynamic of having your own hotel and, of course, the retail and the restaurants that will activate that space, we're very excited about Phase 2 coming online.
The mix of people that you see at City Center, how do you, right now, I mean, if you're looking at it, what you projected in terms of tourists versus locals versus internationals, how is that shaping up?
I think we, you know, I don't know that we knew exactly the person that we would get, but I think it's shaping up to be a wide variety, which is exactly what we hoped for. It's hard to say exactly, you know, a lot of times people ask, well, who's your target customer? And it's just not a simple question because of all the different dynamics we have going on at City Center. So I think we get you'll see a totally different person, let's say, at Momofuku than maybe you would at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse, or you would see someone different at Hermes versus shopping at Vince. So I think we have a great mix of local people coming to City Center, enjoying it on a regular basis, whether they're shopping, dining, or just enjoying our public spaces, you know, reading a book in the plaza, coming to yoga. But we're also seeing more and more, especially in sort of our fourth year up and running, seeing a lot more of a tourist market coming in, international tourism as well. And I think international tourism has been up year over year in Washington, D.C. as a whole, and we're definitely feeling that too.
Can you talk a little bit about what your marketing efforts are like versus the retailers and restaurants that are in that space? Do you work together? Do you work independently?
Both. We market City Center DC as a whole. So we have a marketing campaign that we do. We list all of our restaurants and retailers on those print advertisements, as well as some of our digital ads, which would drive to the website, which also, of course, would show our offerings. We also, you know, the brands that we have, some of them being global brands, are doing their own marketing efforts as well. So they're placing print ads, digital ads, some of their print ads in the DMV area or throughout the United States will list City Center DC as a location or Washington, DC. So it's definitely a joint effort. Additionally, we kind of work together with our retailers to promote different in-store events that they have going on or different seasonal collections that are coming in, whether that be on our website, social media, e-blast. So we sort of, depending on the brand, depending on the size of the brand, will kind of supplement their marketing efforts or just boost their marketing efforts in addition to marketing the project as a whole.
Timothy, quick question. Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU. How did you get from MTSU to City Center?
Via New York City.
Doesn't everything start in New York City?
I think that's the epicenter of the United States, right? No, I grew up in Nashville. Wound up through a series of opportunities in New York City, and had been in real estate for most of my life, and I've been with the firm that developed City Center DC for 15 years, and have been in different regions, different locations. But in 2008, the firm came to me and told me about the City Center DC project, and I transitioned to Washington, DC, so I've been here ever since.
You like it?
I love Washington. I've kind of moved from location to location in my career, and this is really the first time I can truthfully say that I feel like I'm a part of the community. I feel like a Washingtonian. So it's home. It's home.
You travel a lot, and you've probably seen a lot of other developments. Is there anything like City Center out there? If somebody were to say, well, if you're going to go to Dallas, you need to go to blank, you'd get a really good sense that's what City Center's like. Is there anything else like that?
Well, I want to believe that we're unique, but I do believe that there's a lot of mixed-use developments coming online in the United States. I think there's a real move away from malls, per se, interior experiences to more exterior urban type shopping experiences. I know we see a lot right now in the real estate industry of malls being transitioned into more like mixed-use spaces with urban experiences and outdoor experiences. So I think there's a real trend in that direction. And I think that hopefully the lessons we've learned will help these other developers as they try to create a dynamic urban space.
What do you think's driving that trend?
I think there's several things. I think people are definitely moving back into the cities. I think we're seeing a lot of that in most of the major markets. And I think people are looking for not just consumption, but I think people are also looking for an experience. And I think we're moving away from a consumption-oriented economy to more of an experience economy, where people are more interested in that experience that they're going to receive while eating, while dining, while shopping, while just sitting out reading a book, versus just going and consuming some product.
Whitney, what brought you to City Center? How long have you been with the firm? Where were you before that?
So I've been with Hines, it'll be 4 years in July. Prior to that, I was in New York City as well. I worked with NBC News, and I did kind of digital marketing and scheduling, as well as on-air marketing, that sort of thing, for all the news properties. So I ended up coming down to DC. My husband got a job opportunity here, and I had heard about City Center. I thought, you know, maybe they're in need of a marketing person. Reached out. Hines is based in Houston, which is my hometown, so I'd always known of Hines, heard of its wonderful reputation, and the timing was just was right, and they needed someone, and it's worked out wonderfully.
What surprised you about shifting from the news industry to the retail industry?
Gosh, a lot of things. I think working on City Center, so being there from when it was just a skeleton of metal to now, has been by far and away the most challenging position I've ever been on. So I think the biggest surprises were working with construction, you know, all of the different pieces that go into, you think something's going to open, there's a delay, or, you know, just working with all the different personalities as well. The brands, luxury brands, are very different from some of the more local brands that we have. So the personalities, I think, were also a big surprise too.
Yeah, retail has a lot of personalities.
Yes.
Believe, and especially in the luxury brands. So we are almost out of time, but one of the things we like to do is give you some rapid fire questions just to answer quickly and instinctively, and let's see what you come up with. Whitney, what's the last good book you read?
Honestly, I have. Cherish the First 6 Weeks, which is about scheduling your newborn baby.
Timothy, book.
I haven't had time to read a book in a year. We've been very active with City Center DC.
I believe you. I just see the activity over there. I believe you. Sarah?
All right. I give you a $100 gift card for a store at City Center. Where do you go?
Embarrassingly, probably Rare Sweets.
I'm going to go buy a new tie at Hermes.
Very good. And
do I get the gift card, by the way?
Yeah. City Center does have gift cards.
And if there's one app that you use more than any other, what would it be, Whitney?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Very good. Well, Thank you for joining us, Timothy, Whitney, and thank you for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. Now, we're going to post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. So, if you like what you're hearing, please rate us on iTunes. It helps other listeners, well, actually find our show. So, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.